This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
We live? Well, let's do it. D.E.G. Granddaughter.
430 in the building.
Yeah.
Big game, we talk that. Made a path, we walk that. Skills max, streets got a bag. That's a real win. Never lost that. This dead end gaming. You know how we do. BZ and the granddad. That's player one, that's player two. New. We gon' talk about it.
Review.
We gon' talk about it. PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo. We gon' talk about it. Can't forget that PC. Best around is where it be. Special guest from out of left or right about that family tree. We got it. Sonic's traveling real fast. Leveled up, but we the final boss. So where else to go but this podcast? It's dead in gaming. Finna hit the mark. On point like the sharpest art. If you tuned in, just know you smart. Press start.
All right, y'all, so we are back here with part number two.
I don't know the answers.
Of episode 210 of the Dead and Gaming Podcast. And the 430 got us. This man got all these goddamn little pieces of post-it notes.
When I grabbed it off the shelf, I'm like, okay, these some index cards. Cool.
You know, damn index cards.
I opened it up. I was like, these are post-it notes.
Shit, sticky as fuck.
Yeah.
But we are back with a new segment, and we gonna call, well, B's called it, Think Fast, motherfucker.
Think Fast.
So, B, break it down for them. Let them know what we're doing.
Total of 26, like, questions and statements. It's pretty much his opinion basis, so it's not no type of stuff where you got to fact check one of us or anything like that. It's just pretty much we got to think fast. So Granddad has 13 cards. I have 13. So whatever he can pick either one, and whatever that card read, he's going to say it to me, and I got to answer it fast. I got to answer it pretty quick.
How fast we got?
5 seconds.
Five seconds.
Yes. And answer it honestly. Don't be like, all right, fish. And then just, you know, like, wait a minute, what?
Right.
So you ignore. Like
Christian,
I said,
this ain't no shit. So you ain't even seen it yet. Christian right. Hating, bro.
Like, I mean, yeah, I created them, but I even when I was making them, I was like, I don't know. Like, it was just like one of those things where I couldn't answer it. And I was just, yeah. I was just doing this on the fly. So, like, some of these I don't even remember.
So wait, I'm gonna read the question,
and I got it. And then the same thing for me. I'm gonna say my question or statement, and then you gotta come with your answer.
Gotcha.
Quick. So
okay, y'all. So yeah. let B get his situation together, and then we gonna. I guess who goes first? You.
Yeah, I can go first.
All right. So B's gonna go first. I don't know what the fuck going on. What's he gonna ask me?
Actually, I'm gonna put all mine on this side. So whatever I ask you, I'm gonna put on this side. So that. All right. So that way I won't ask you the same thing.
I already
thing.
Got my shit laid out here.
Yeah.
What it is, what it is.
All right.
So I'm intrigued. Usually I'm the one who comes up with this stuff. So I want to see what B got over here. So we gonna enjoy this, y'all. We're going to enjoy this.
Bro, this is about to be crazy.
It's going to be fun. I got a feeling we're going to have a good time. We always have a good time with these, y'all. We've been killing it with these part twos lately. All right, B.
Oh, man.
What you got? First question B's going to ask me. Okay, so wait. Is there like, so we're just asking the questions? Is there like a score we're keeping, or are we just doing this to ask questions?
You just better answer. Well, I mean, you better answer. If you don't answer in 5 seconds, you ain't getting the point.
Gotcha.
You ain't getting the point.
All right. Trying to get 13 books. Trying to go Boston.
You ready?
Let's go.
All-time best video game.
Last of Us.
Oh. Just wind that back.
Wait,
what? Damn, I forgot
Christian
one thing.
Christian gonna chill on us, bro.
No.
I
forgot one thing.
Damn.
No, okay, you gonna answer this fast. You ready? I'm gonna start counting after I ask it. all-time best fighting game. That's what I forgot to ask. I forgot to add fighting on there.
Oh, Street Fighter.
Okay.
No.
Now it's your turn.
No, Street Fighter. Street
Fighter. Yeah, now it's your turn. Now you
okay,
do it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So I asked you that already. So that's what I'm saying. This is like more opinion-based.
Some of these questions are crazy.
All-time best-looking video game stage or level?
Two, Sonic, three, the second one. What's it called?
Four.
Ah, shoot.
Damn, bro. I got that one. He don't even got that one. He wrote this shit. He don't even fucking
know. That's what I'm saying. See, DOJ, I'm telling you. Some of these, I didn't forget. Even when I was writing them, I was like, I don't know. I can't think of none.
That's one for
me.
That's
one for you. All right. So you ready? All right.
Go.
Give up video games for the rest of your life or get $1 million cash tax-free?
Give me the game. Fuck, damn. I want the game. Damn.
So that's 5 seconds,
the games, bro. I said give me the games.
So you want the games.
I can make $1 million. I can find another way to make $1 million.
Okay, so.
Bro, I need to play video games.
Damn,
more, bro.
So you.
Bro, what am I? Okay. I get $1 million tax-free and then what? After I spend that shit, I can't play no games.
Hey.
Damn, bro.
So you choosing games?
Hey, bro, I need a video games. Look, y'all might think I'm crazy. Money ain't that. Look, I can survive with less than $1 million. I've been doing it all my life.
Joe just said I can watch people play games. I'm good. Oh, man.
Unless I can create one from scratch.
Christian said I want games.
Yeah, look. You don't need that much money. Trust me. First of all, $1 million in this economy ain't even all that. You can lose that shit quick. All right. Here we go. What game made you rage quit?
Sekiro.
I believe it.
Sekiro. All
right.
All right. The hardest or best video game artwork cover?
Oh. That's tough. I can't think of that one off top. Because it's a lot of cool ones. Damn, that was tough. That wasn't fair. That's way more than 5 seconds, bro.
Think fast. It's called think fast.
I can't think that damn fast, bro.
It's called think fast, man.
Fucking artworks. All right. Best looking console.
PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2?
Yeah. PlayStation 2. Yeah.
Best looking console?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think that's the best. It's the most selling console of all time, and it's the best looking one. I would almost, now that I'm thinking about it, I would almost say GameCube, but I'm going with PlayStation 2.
Okay.
I feel like the name and it shaped like a cube was kind of cool. I'm going to grab this one back here and see what this one
is. I would have said something different, but yeah. Okay, I respect
it. I got you. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't get this one.
Damn.
I was wondering about who was going to get this one. Okay. So, okay, worst video game character of all time.
Coltrane. That nigga annoying, bro.
Coltrane, bro.
That nigga annoying, bro.
We was fucking with Coltrane on Gears,
man,
bro.
At first, bro, but he just do too much, bro.
Come on, nah. Oh, man.
Hate to do it to him.
Oh,
hate
Lord.
To do it to Coltrane. That was the first one I thought in my mind. Who annoyed me? Who annoyed me off rip? Easy. Yeah, man. He was doing too much.
Okay.
Especially in Act of War, bro. You doing too much.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Go ahead. I'm so glad I didn't get
that one. I probably have a better one.
I'm so glad I didn't get that one. Yeah.
Okay, this one's pretty good. GOAT female video game character.
Sheva. You know I love me some
you
Sheva.
You a lie.
You know I love me some Sheva.
You know damn well you don't believe that in your heart. Sheva.
You know I love her, bro.
She's fine, but the GOAT? She ain't even the main character, nigga.
I mean, she kind of is.
No, she ain't.
Why are you laughing, Sonny? Stop laughing. She is
not a main character. She been in one game total. And she wasn't even the main character.
That's what make her the GOAT.
No, that don't.
She took on Jill Valentine, bruh.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying?
At least Jill got a game. She fought a whole ass, big ass, 8 foot two tall nigga with one word in his vocabulary.
It's my turn.
And survived. You said, let me just pick the fine one in Africa.
I mean, that's what makes her the GOAT. Shit.
Damn, bro.
Video game that had you laughing the most?
You know, Guardians of the Galaxy was fucking funny.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, that shit made me laugh a few times.
It had you going?
That shit was pretty funny sometimes.
That's a good answer.
Guardians of the Galaxy was pretty funny. It had some funny spots in that game.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord, this is crazy.
This should be tough for you.
Oh, man.
The GOAT racing game.
Oh, shit.
Three.
I'm going to say Mario Kart.
Mario Kart?
Yeah.
You got it last minute. Mario Kart?
It was between that or Gran Turismo. Yeah, it was either that.
I would have said Mario Kart without blinking. Really? I would have said Mario Kart.
Really?
Yeah, Mario Kart is the GOAT, nigga.
I mean, both of those games had me in a chokehold. Like, Gran Turismo did, especially them early PS1, PS2 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gran Turismo had me. But same thing with Mario Kart. Mario Kart 64. I like Double Dash. People shit on Double Dash.
I'm not
like
a fan of Double Dash, but I get it.
I like Double Dash, bro. I like Double
Dash. That was my least favorite. Actually, second least favorite, because that Wii version that they made you use that fucking dumbass.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
That shit annoyed me.
That's the worst one.
So, yeah. Thank God for Mario Kart 8.
I'm so glad I didn't get this one. All right. Which female character has the best looking legs?
My boo's ain't Christy.
Christy? Okay.
I'm just saying that because she on top of my head. I can't go on. I gotta be loyal.
I thought you was gonna say Bayonetta.
She do got some good legs.
That's what I thought you was gonna say.
But I can't go against the wife, especially because she got snubbed in Tekken 8.
Yeah, you was mad about that. Yeah. You was mad about that.
I ain't gonna lie. I remember I had to look at
when you mentioned all that. Let me see this person.
But Christy, look.
Yeah.
Don't let me pull up a picture now.
Yeah.
The leg game is nice on Christy.
Yeah. Ooh, Diogen said Chun-Li. That's a good one, too.
No, that's all five.
Yeah.
That's five. We talking leg, full leg. You talking thigh game? Chun-Li got it. She got the thigh game locked. But calf down? Calf down is basic. When she gets to the thigh, game changes at thigh level.
What is going on
I'm
here,
just saying. Man. We all know it's all the thighs.
Man.
It's the thighs and hip ratio. She got little calves.
Lucky guy here said Bayonetta is like 70% legs. Bruh. 30% torso.
No, yeah, it was Bayonetta sending me off to the legs, but I gotta go with look. I gotta pledge my loyalty, y'all. Especially after she been done wrong.
All right.
What? Look at a picture of Chun-Li. Tell me she ain't all thigh. All thighs. It's good though. I ain't gonna lie. The thigh hip ratio is crazy, but calves. She ain't rocking calves. Come on now.
Oh God, bro! I did not expect this to go this way. Jesus Christ.
Okay, this might be tough.
Okay.
Favorite video game voiceover acting character.
Oh, man. Okay, just because this one made me laugh the most. Yeah. Barry from Resident Evil 1.
Oh, he was horrible.
Bruh.
That's your favorite?
I have this. Bruh, it had me. That shit is the most memorable.
I have this.
Jill, don't go in there. Like, bruh.
They found the that voice acting on the street,
Barry
bruh.
Was her, it was so bad,
was
but yet it was so iconic and so memorable.
Man.
So I gotta go. I gotta go.
I'm
Barry.
So glad that they got a better actor for Barry in Revelations,
bro. I am so glad too.
If they would have got the same nigga for Revelations too, bro, I would have been hot.
Oh my God,
I was laughing, but damn. Shout out to OG Barry.
I hope Chris is okay, bruh. Like, that shit was so
taught
iconic.
You had a voice act.
All right, it's my turn. All right, Lord have mercy. Ooh.
Okay.
I wonder what you're gonna ask to this one. Okay. All time toughest boss fight.
Damn, bro. No, because it's two. Fuck. No, bro. I shouldn't have played Liza P. Damn. Because I was going to say Ganah from God of War. But Liza P got you in a chokehold. Nah, bro. I can't do that one.
Oh,
Liza P. If I didn't play Liza P, it would have been Ganah. But nah, bro. I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Because Liza P just hit you back to back with the wholeness, bro.
Oh,
they hold
man.
You religiously in that game, bro. Shao Kahn MK3? Nah, I was able to get rid of Shao Kahn easy.
Oh, my God.
Bowser? Nah, bro. Y'all got to play Liza P. Them Souls game bosses, bro, or Souls-like game bosses is crazy.
Oh, man.
But I would have said Ganah because Ganah put me in, was fucking me up, bro, in God of War. But it's not.
You talking about in Ragnarok or the
both of them?
But it was different ones.
No, the Queen Valkyrie in one,
yeah.
But Ganah in was two. But Ragnarok,
yeah,
Ganah
was
crazy,
a bitch,
bro.
Boy. Yeah, she was.
Damn, bro.
All right.
Okay, it's on me.
Yep.
Whew. All right. Oh, this might be easy for you because I already know what I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
Video game with the best storyline.
Last of Us.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. Last of Us.
Easy.
Though I almost said Resident Evil 2, because the way that they did the scenario,
yeah,
that was dope as hell. That was kind of dope, especially back then in 97 when the game came out.
Okay.
All right. This one might. This is tough for me because even when I wrote this down, I still couldn't think of one.
All right.
Best video game soundtrack.
Nigga.
You did the mixtape thing the other
night. Mega Man.
Which one?
Yeah. That ain't fair, bro. Just say Mega Man. Come on, bro. It's so many,
bruh,
it's so many bangers, bro.
When I wrote this down, I was like,
it's so many bangers out there, bro.
I was like, I hope I don't pick this one.
Nah, bro. I just said Mega Man because he got back a lot of bangers, bro. But it's so, nah, bro. I can't do that in 5 seconds. You wrong for that.
Hey, man,
think fast. I ain't even confident with saying Mega Man, bro, because there's so many bangers out there in the streets.
That's why this game is called Think Fast,
bro. Nah, bro.
Go ahead. Hit.
I can't even do it. I can't even do it. I ain't even confident with that one. Ooh, okay.
Oh, shit.
This is subjective, but which Nintendo console had the best controller?
Shit. Best controller. GameCube.
Oh. Last minute. GameCube?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, GameCube.
Best Smash controller, yes. Best controller overall.
You know what? I heard that, too. People said the GameCube controller is the best Smash controller.
That's the best controller to play with Smash. Yeah. Even though I fuck with the Pro controller on the Switch, that is a really good controller. Unpopular opinion, even though it's not my question.
Yeah.
I really did like the N64 controller. Mm-hmm. I liked being able to hold it from the middle to the right or this to both sides. I fuck with it. Even though some games it was kind of a pain, but I just like the ingenuity and of that controller and just the uniqueness of it. And then they had like the different color palettes and stuff like that. It was just really cool. So that was my favorite controller because of just how unique it was. Even though it probably wasn't the most functional.
Oh. Okay. If you can put one arcade machine. If you can put one arcade machine game system in your house, what game would it be?
Killer Instinct. The OG Killer Instinct. Because that's the real way to play that
man,
shit.
Man, that X-Men, bro. It's X-Men for me.
Yeah. No, I get you.
X-Men Arcade.
That shit fire, too. But
that's
your
fire, bro.
The original, because that was how Killer Instinct really came out. The original Killer Instinct, or Killer Instinct 1 or 2 on the arcade cabinet was the way you were supposed to play that shit. And that shit's fucking amazing. The sound, the quality. I remember when I was living up in Indiana, there was one place that had a
Killer Instinct arcade. Was a fun ass fucking.
It was one place. Arcade. There was only one place in the area that had the Killer Instinct arcade, and bro, when I tell you, I was on that shit as much as bro.
Killer Instinct used to be them killer combos, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yep. All right, your turn.
All right. A video game you wish did not exist.
Fuck! I was hoping you was gonna get that one. did not exist. That
never existed.
Shit. I don't think I can answer. Damn. That, bro. Yeah, I don't think. That was when I remember writing that one down.
I tell you, game. What? Days Gone.
Damn, you gonna say Days Gone?
Fuck that game still. Even though they improved it a little bit, fuck that game.
Damn, Days. Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah,
that game need to be gone.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I would have been easy for me.
Like I said, when I wrote that down, I couldn't think of like what's the game. I'm like,
Pink Waver said Cyberpunk. Okay, maybe even launch.
Amazing. At launch, I would agree with you, but now that game is so awesome. Way better now.
Avengers can go too.
Damn, I should have said that one, but I didn't. Go. I didn't really play it though. So
yeah, I didn't. Either. Well, I just a demo.
Yeah. All right, so. Uh-oh. I'm glad you got this one.
Damn.
And you didn't ask me this one. So, best finishing move from any Mortal Kombat game of all time.
God. Toasty.
Scorpion?
Scorpion's.
Toasty.
Toasty.
Okay.
It's iconic. Yeah,
it is.
It's got the toasty thing.
It is.
Cooking motherfuckers.
Yep.
Yeah. Toasty.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that one.
Right, I mean, but there's so many different finishers you can say, but iconic. When you think about an iconic finishing move, Toasty's it's that, and it's the Sub-Zero grabbing the neck, but Toasty is the most iconic, I think, finishing move.
Easy. Okay.
All right. Okay. If you could play one video game forever, what would it be?
Division.
I knew you was going to say that division. Damn, division, bro. I knew you was going to say Division.
Bro.
You've been playing it forever anyway.
The first Division.
That was a layup.
No, the first Division came out in 2016. But I've been playing that game since then. Mm. Like, Part 2 came out. I was on it. They keep servicing that game. Like,
well, because y'all think still playing it. Stop playing the shit. They don't stop.
For one, they keep servicing it. And for two, the community is dope. I didn't get cool with some cool people playing.
No, I feel that. Yeah. Look, it's the same thing with the Smash Bros. Community. It's like, we're going to keep playing that shit all day.
The community and Division is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Xbox Kinect or PlayStation Move.
Ooh. Fuck, they're both trash, bro. Both of them shit's trash. PlayStation Move.
You go with PlayStation Move?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them shit's ass, bro. Look, PlayStation and Xbox, those were your worst ideas ever.
Oh, man.
Never, ever try that ever again. Both of y'all. Because them shits was garbage.
Mm.
Goddamn Kinect and Move. Had you carrying around two goddamn dildos.
They're trying to keep up with Wii. They're trying to keep up with Wii. That's what that was.
Let Nintendo do what they do best.
Let Nintendo do what
Nintendo
they do.
Nintendo know what the fuck they doing. Y'all don't. All right. Here we go. Favorite or GOAT multiplayer game? Might be the same answer.
Damn, Destiny's up there too. I'm going to go with Division still. I'm going to go with Division. Just because of that community.
Cop-out answer.
No, I was about to say, no, because Destiny was another one. When the first Destiny came out in 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was at one point from, like, 2014 to, like, 2017.
Yeah.
Literally, that's all I was playing was, it was either Destiny or Division. Division or Destiny. Destiny, like, because the community was so dope. And
Pink Wafer said Fortnite. Christian
said
Hot Pursuit.
Not a bad
Fortnite would be a good one.
Yeah, that's not a bad answer. That's not a bad answer at all.
I'm not mad at that. Oh, it's on me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh man, two more left.
All right.
Okay. What's the best weapon you've ever used in a game?
Whoa! Blaze of Chaos? Maybe. Fuck, it's a lot of weapons.
He said, fuck, it's a lot of weapons.
I know.
I'm going to say Blaze of Chaos, but fuck the fiber wire from Hitman. That shit's iconic for me, too. Mm-hmm. With the silver ballers.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, even though I fucking hate this game, the machete on Days Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a thing. But now I'm going to say I'm going to say Blades of Chaos.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
I remember that shit.
Uh-huh. Machete. That was the only redeeming quality of that game, y'all. The only one.
It probably got better.
Ooh, I'm glad you didn't ask me this one. I'm glad you didn't ask me this one.
What?
Woo.
I'm trying
battle to... with the Yams. 2B or Bayonetta. Who you picking?
I'm going 2B. I'm going 2B.
I would have trouble.
You would have had trouble?
I'm
going 2B.
I would have trouble with that one.
Damn, that's a... Oh, man. No, Bayonetta's a shit, too, but you know why? I haven't finished all of the Bayonetta games, so 2B is, like, closer to my heart.
I feel you.
Playing that Nier Automata, man, that shit.
Nah, I feel you. They both dope as fuck. Great characters.
That was one of the first games I started streaming when I first created my Twitch account was that game. Because when we started doing Dead End Game, it was like people was mentioning to me, because I was saying how much I like Devil May Cry, and they was like, well, you need to play this game. And I played it, and I fucking fell in love with that shit. So.
No, yeah, it's a great game. And then also, if you go to 2B, is actually, she was in, what's the fighting game? Soul Calibur. She was in Soul Calibur.
She sure was. Yep.
And she was really dope in that game, too. So, yeah, so shout out to 2B.
Ooh, man. I feel like you're getting the better ones than I am. Mm. So this is my final one. GOAT video game villain.
I can't do it. I ain't gonna hold you. I can't do that shit.
You can't do it?
I can't do it, bro.
You can't answer it?
It's too many out there, bro.
Bruh.
GOAT video game villain?
Villain.
Nigga.
GOAT.
I got five off the rip I can just name that's in contention, bro. Just off the lit.
GOAT video game villain, bro.
I mean, you got Bowser, You got shit. Nemesis. You got shit. I mean, you can throw Wesker in there if he technically he's a sort of turns into a villain, but I mean, you're talking Resident Evil. I mean, it, like I said, Shao Kahn, fucking man, it's so many, bro. That's not, you can't do that shit. It's too many. Bison. Nah, bro. That's
Sephiroth.
Shit. Yeah. Crazy. All right, this is my last one. Oh, okay. I think we all did as a child back in the day. Did you ever use any cheat codes to play a game?
Two games. Contra?
Contra code,
yep. And Gradius. Y'all remember Gradius? The spaceship shooting game? Yeah. The 2D ship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Oh, no, I didn't play those like that.
What?
Yeah. But Contra? It is no way.
Everybody did Contra code.
No way you could play through that whole game and not have 30 men. Like 30 lives. No way. It is impossible. Well, I ain't going to say impossible because I'm pretty sure somebody on YouTube probably can beat the whole Contra without even doing a code. Somebody out here that can do it. But us regular gamers, bruh, up, down, down, left, right, bruh, you had to put that code in before you start playing. So, yes, Contra and Gradius. The Game Genie? Was it, wait a minute, was it something that you, it was something
it was,
you put?
It was a cartridge you put
I in. I remember that.
And you put the game.
Because I remember I clowned one of my classmates back in elementary, during the elementary school years. I remember I went over his house. And I was like, what is that big thing you got on your, you know, I'm like, he was like, oh man, this is, and like.
They had the Game Genie and the Game Shark. They had two of them.
Yeah, I remember the Game Genie. Yeah, the man, game I was clowning him so much. I was bruh.
It was clutch, bruh. Because like you put it in there and then you put the game and then we'll pull up says,
yeah, I remember that.
All the shit. Bro.
I was like, "What?" I'm like, "This taking a." I'm like, "You're taking the fun out the game." Like I said, don't Contra though. Yeah, that's another story. Contra was different, but like he was. Yeah, he had his shit. Like you could literally go through the library of like whatever game you had in there.
It would go through.
Wild. Yep. Boot. So if you want to have how many lives, all that shit. I'm like, bruh.
So I had Game Genie, and then I got the Game Shark, and then.
He said, it said your mic is off.
Oh.
My mic is off.
Can y'all still hear Granddad?
Hold on. One. Can you hear me now?
That's weird.
Uh-oh.
What's up? Someone said, I love cheating. We can still
he
hear
back you. Now. Oh, I'm back now. Cool. As I was saying, to reiterate, if y'all didn't hear me, I had the Game Shark and the Game Genie. Had that for my Sega Genesis. And, I was out there cheating like a motherfucker.
Wait a minute, so Granddad's still out? The urgent said we heard him through my mic.
No, he was saying they heard what you said before through.
Okay.
We can still hear. I was getting picked up on your mic, but now my mic is back now.
Gotcha. Oh, man. All right. So, that's.
Okay, I like that. So, some dope-ass questions.
Yeah.
I feel like I got the tougher ones.
No. You had the better ones, I think.
I
feel like you got the better one. But that's why I wanted to random. That's why I put them in that bag.
I like this. I wanted to make sure. Fast. Like 5 seconds is a lot.
Yeah.
Some of them, like the villain shit.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack shit.
It's so much.
Nah, bro.
I would
have needed a good 2 minutes.
It's so much.
Think about that one.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. But no, that was up. So if y'all like this, think fast. We can do it more. Like these concepts, we always trying to think of something different and cool and unique to do for these part twos. It's kind of like, break it up from the regular news and topics that we usually do. So we've been doing this and we've been enjoying it. So hope y'all enjoy that as well. Shout out to B for putting that together. Now we're going to get into these questions. So if you want to ask a question, hop in our Discord and our pod question queue now. And we're going to bring you on to the show. And then we're going to let you say what you got to say to the streets. Go ahead and hop in. We waiting for you.
If you want to say something to the streets, it's up to you.
Yeah, you don't have to. No pressure.
Again, you can ask wherever you want to ask. It doesn't have to be video game related. It can be whatever.
Any questions?
Anything. So we give y'all
a minute,
Give y'all a little bit of time to get up in here.
Hop on in there.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Deodra, for putting that in Discord. I just saw you put it in the announcement. Thank you, sir. Or the general. Was it announcement? News? General? Which one he just put in? I just saw him put
voice
it in.
Voice channels. There. Well, yeah, and then they go into the pod question queue.
Yep. So, yeah. The voice channels in the pod question queue. Yep, maybe just drag you into the crew room.
Yep.
That's how we do this thing.
That's how we do this motherfucking thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, I guess. I asked the chat. I didn't see what they said, though, what they thought about Suicide Squad. Any? I remember I mentioned it. I want to know what they would, if they heard about Suicide Squad, and it was that, did that shit come and go, just like the Avengers game?
Yeah, I just think it's the fact that,
I'm
like,
I'm curious to know.
They didn't, it just didn't resonate with the people like they thought. And that happens with games. Like, and that's a shame, too, because I know they put a lot of time and money behind these games. Mm-hmm. And for something to just kind of flop out the gate with no, but that doesn't mean that the game can't make a recovery. Like I said, Cyberpunk is the ultimate example of a game flopping out the gate, but then turning it around. So Suicide Squad can probably do that, but I think it's harder to do that with these superhero IPs because so many people are invested into these characters that if you fuck it up in the beginning, they kind of just write it off. Mm. They're like, you already fucked up these characters. I'm not giving you another chance. That's what happened to Avengers. So it might just be, you know, they take the L and then move on to the next one.
Pink said the game didn't stand out.
I believe it because to me, like I said, as I was watching the trailers, nothing really like, ooh, I want to play this game. I was like, all right, you know, I'll try it maybe if it's on like PlayStation Plus for free or something like that to kind of give it a shot. But, and that was the same thing I got with Avengers as well. So I think these live service multi character games are just hit and miss. Like I said, Guardians of the Galaxy was like one exception where they actually did it all right. So, and I just wish they would use that as a blueprint.
Hey, I saw when I was on Game Pass the other day, I was looking at, you know, how they got like the little coming soon to Game Pass.
Yeah.
And I saw Hellblade 2 up in there.
I can't wait.
Bruh. I'm
trying to be an Immaculate Warrior.
Bruh. I when I saw Hellblade 2, I was like, oh, snap.
There you go. I can't wait for that shit.
Here we go. I mean, that's
what Xbox need right there.
Man. Yeah, man. I already saw they starting to put some, they're getting ready to have some ported games from Xbox to the PlayStation. Right. I think I saw Hi-Fi Rush on there. That's getting ready to come to PlayStation 5. So
that's what's up. All right, y'all. So we got a question in here. So we're going to get into our live questions queue, or live Q&A, actually. We're going to go into the question queue, and we're going to bring in the one and the only Arterio Stover.
Arterio!
Shout out to FIFO. And we got Stover coming in. Oh, hold on. I'm trying to get you in here, Stover. There you go.
Did you drag him in?
Stover, come on over. Hold on, let me make sure I turn it up so we can hear you.
What's good, y'all? What's going on?
What up? What's up?
How you living, brother?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good. All right. What you got for us today?
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to ask a question tonight, but it was kind of quiet, so I thought I'd ask y'all a little something.
All right.
So one got to go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you both are familiar with the producer by the name of J Dilla.
Yes.
No, no big deal. Only probably one of the best producers to ever do it. Yeah. Okay. So I wasn't too well versed with Dilla over the years, but I started to recognize some songs that were produced by him, and I was kind of surprised. I'm like, wow, Dilla did this?
A whole lot.
So with that said, I have four songs that are produced by J Dilla.
And one of them got
to one of them got to get out the paint, unfortunately. So, y'all ready?
Yep.
What you got for us?
All right, here are the four. A Tribe Called Quest, Find a Way.
Okay.
De La Soul, Stakes is High.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Far Side, Running. Slum Village Players. One of those four songs got to go.
I'm going to say Far Side Running.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, you saying, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to say Far Side Running. Them players are so fucking. Man, when I found out that sample, I was like, oh my God.
Fuck, bro.
I was like, this man Dilla is nuts. Yeah, Stakes is High is just, I mean, come on.
Stakes is High ain't going nowhere. Look at the shirt I'm wearing. Show the shirt, Scotty.
Yeah, my dad, he had that record.
Ain't going nowhere.
He had that record that day, and I'm not getting. Find a Way is definitely not going.
Man, I love all these records, bro. That's not fair.
Yeah.
All right.
Find a way is not going.
I think I'm about to say find a way, bro. Because running ain't going nowhere for me.
Really? Yeah.
Running is not going nowhere.
And I love running. I mean, it's not like, look, I'm not saying, just because I say I got to go doesn't mean I'm saying that it's whack. And hell no. Yeah. Like, it's just, out of that four, I say running got to go. Because, yeah, stakes is high is not going. Find a way is not going. Yeah, players is definitely not. No. Mm-mm. If I had to pick one that got to stay, players are staying.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Find a way.
Said find a way.
It hurts, but I'm going to have to pick find a way. Because, stakes aside, it's definitely not going. No players not going. And running is not going nowhere. So, yeah, it had to be, unfortunately, find a way.
Wow.
So, what's your pick?
It's tough for me, man. I was thinking about it, but... you know what? I think I'm gonna agree with B, man. I'm going running, and I hate to do it.
Wildin'.
Yeah, man. I hate to do it, man. Because
what are you talking about?
Y'all letting the hook of that song persuade y'all?
It ain't the hook. The beat is crazy. What you mean?
I know the beat is crazy.
We talking about the beat.
The fact that J Dilla sample.
Come on, bro. The chop crazy. You talking about fact, the man. All right,
the bro, fact that right, Dilla sample. The fact that Dilla just sampled the run from that Rockbox Run DMC song and
bro,
just made that
I'm
into.
I'm telling you, the chop is wild, bro.
Yeah, Dilla is he an alien, bro.
That man was on another galaxy, bro.
That's why I hate to get rid of that one, but out of those other three, like
I
players.
Know, man, like, yeah.
Oh man, stakes is high is absolutely nuts. And find a way, like, man, I know that was on the Love Movement, and I know it's kind of like mixed about that album, but that joint right there was crazy.
Yeah, exactly. No, Find a Way is like one of my favorite Tribe songs, like, but I just compared to those other songs, I gotta just be, we're talking just the, like beat wise,
yeah,
and like just how they make me just like, I gotta go take Find a Way to go, so. That was a good list, though. That was tough.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was real tough, Stover. You had me thinking. Yeah, man. I'm like, damn, bro.
It was tough for me, too, because all four of those songs are crazy. I love all the four of those songs.
Bro, I was listening to Running the other day. I was like, God, this shit holds up so good, bro.
But, yeah, J Dilla, R.I.P. to him, man. That man
R.I.P.
was.
R.I.P. to Dilla.
Could you imagine him today with some of these, like, underground artists?
I know.
That's the only thing that I'm upset about as a rapper is like I'll never ever get a chance to work with Dilla, because that was like one of my bucket list things growing up. Like, okay, who, like, because I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of my heroes and kind of like connect with them, but I was like, man, if I could ever like meet or like work with Dilla once, that would be dope. So that's the only thing like I'm upset about that I'll never get to do. Because man, like, just I would just want to sit and watch him make a beat, not even like. Work with him just to sit in the room and just see how he does what he does, because like I know that would just be amazing. Fly on the wall shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
So RIP to J Dilla, James Yancey, one of the greatest of all time.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, love the question. Appreciate you, Stover, for that one. That was a good one.
Appreciate y'all, man. Thank you. Thank y'all. I'm glad y'all liked it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. All right.
Yep.
All right. We got
all right,
another.
Y'all.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. So we're going to bring in now the one, the only, another member of our DEW community. Shout out to Stover. He's part of DEW fam. Krishna.
What up, Krishna? What's good?
In the building. What up, Krishna? You're on mute, Krishna. This man. I swear, I give him the intro, I give him the DW love. Mm-hmm. Nigga don't say a goddamn thing. Nigga out there doing nothing. Look at this man, right, Pink? Still ain't said shit.
Oh, funny,
this motherfucker. Krishna, I know you hear me. I know you hear. D.O. can chill. That's what y'all DWs again. Why are you turning DWs into like a slur, bro? That's what y'all DEWs get, bruh. Look, it's WrestleMania season. We ain't trying to hear that, bruh. We eating right now, bruh. The Rock back, bruh. We eating. The haters were right, Beans? Y'all eating them losses. Hey, don't bring that up. That man don't exist no more.
That man on the
He gone, though. He gone, gone, Diogen. He gone, gone. All right, for real. For real, Christian, what's going on, bro? Damn, bro. I don't know. Christian got a situation going on. All right, we might have to skip Christian this week, y'all.
Uh-oh. Damn.
I don't know, because he ain't saying nothing.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Damn, bro, don't do that.
I know. Don't R.I.P. that, man.
Don't R.I.P. that, man. Oh, okay. So I'm going to bring him in. I'm going to try to bring him in one more time. I close him out. We're going to see if he's good now. If not, then we're going to have to, you know. Krishna, you there?
Hey, I am.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, there we go. Hold on. All right, hold on. Let me try something real here. How the fuck am I shit keep that?
We can hear you. This man botched the finish. If you know what I mean. Yeah, D.W. Damn. This man need a new phone, y'all.
He pulled a Cam Newton. Damn. He ain't go for the phone.
This man.
Damn.
This man doing this shit on Cam Newton. This man calling in on a T-Mobile sidekick, y'all.
Someone said McDonald's Wi-Fi.
This man is at a fucking extended stay hotel right now on the Wi-Fi, bro.
Dang.
Bro, come on. Christian, what you doing, bro? All right, last time, Christian.
What are you saying?
I don't know, bro. He left again. Christian, what's up?
The man got that. He got that.
All right, can you hear me?
Bro, get off the right. Get off the internet. Get off the AOL, bro.
Hey, that AOL. This is fucking building I'm in.
Somebody got
piece of shit, please. Nah, it's all about the stupid building. It's like I'm like, okay, hold on. I know this shit is working. Figure out what the fuck's going on. How y'all doing today?
We good.
Doing good. First of all, once again, want to say happy birthday to you, Granddad.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. You know.
Yep. Another year. Your birthday was actually a couple days before my brother, so that's actually pretty good.
That's what's up. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. I feel good. And.
Yeah, and speaking of the leg game, I'm sorry, but Jury's got better legs than Christine, hands down.
First of all, I don't know who Christine is. I don't know who that is. I don't know who Christine
okay, is. Okay, your girl from Techie.
Okay, first of all, she got a name. Name's Christine.
First of all, she got a name.
Respect her, okay? And she don't, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, and Jury crazy, okay?
Yeah.
Jury do some, she looks like she be doing some voodoo witchcraft shit. She's still like, she'll like, hey, bruh. Hey, Christy, you can take home to the. You can't take Jury. No, look, hey, I'm leaving it alone. She all right. Christy, though.
Yeah, she all right.
Loyalty.
All right, but my question for you guys is the start of spring season.
Right.
And one of the things that is now beneficial is spring football. Mm-hmm. So, if you had to put together a 7-on-7 squad of nothing but villains for your football team, who would it be?
You said Thanos?
Yeah, he on that old line for me.
You said 7-on-7?
Yeah. So I got Thanos.
Does it have to be video game?
Yeah. Villains. We'll make it video game and movie.
Darth Vader.
What
he can play anything. I mean, he gonna use the force and intercept that ball. It's football, right?
It's football.
He didn't say don't pick. What are you talking about? Yes, he can. That bad boy fly be.
Nah, bro.
What are you talking about?
You might as well just go ahead and just wait till a snap and choke the quarterback. That's all you gotta do.
I mean, look.
Great.
I'm the one that.
To counteract the force.
He said to counteract the force.
I mean, he can't do much because he's old as fuck. So he's gonna have to be like on.
He said video games and movies. He said video game and movie.
You can use that. I mean, you can use Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom will counter Darth Vader. There you go. There's a counter.
Him out. Don't help him out, Christian. Don't help him out. He said, because you're cheating with the Force, bro. Don't help him out. What about Magneto?
I mean, what good he gonna do? Ain't no metal out there. What he gonna do? He can ride the uprights. He can move the goalpost literally.
Fuck your field goal.
Right? He can do that. But other than that, he's useless.
I mean, you know, some of the football players be wearing jewelry and shit. He can take advantage of that.
Man, what are you gonna do? Snap chains on the field.
He can do whatever he want with that metal.
Man,
never know what he might do.
Choke out people and commit
murder on the field.
Hey, this man. Exactly. How are you going to use Magneto in a football game?
It's a regular football
game.
It's
because
they feel like, I mean, they ain't got to live by the rules, bro.
All right, what's
the force, moving the goalpost.
What's the dude name that's the Thanos version in DC? Darkseid?
Darkseid?
Yeah. Okay. So I get him.
Darkseid? Okay.
Yeah. You said Wesker?
Yeah, because I feel like he's got the smarts. He's got the, he can maneuver, so we can he ain't never gonna get sacked. He's too quick. He can, and also he got the strength, so he can throw bombs deep. I know it. Accuracy gonna be on point.
He says he can throw bombs deep.
And the look, I can picture Wesker, you know, walking in the tunnel pregame, suited up. You know, think about it, man. Poster child.
That means the poster child. Okay. Give me a dude from Street Fighter, Akuma. Ain't he like a villain? Ain't he a villain?
Yeah, he a big bike.
Technically, he's like, he could be a wide receiver. He fast, ain't he? Ain't he fast?
Maybe a running back.
Ain't he fast?
I mean,
yeah.
Running back. He
can't
be no receiver, though.
He may be fast.
I don't
see Akuma running routes.
Nah, Akuma, he gonna run through.
Oh, you know who gonna be a good, you know who a good linebacker for me? Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn be a good
That's a good one.
Great linebacker.
I'll give you that one.
Great linebacker right there.
I'll give you that one.
Hell yeah. Who you got? Who else you got?
All right, so let me see. Villains. All right, so I'm going to need me. I'm going to need me a receiver, too. Shit. Let me get Sephiroth on the receiver. Shit, why not?
Come on, just Sephiroth?
You get that one wing out, bro? That's a stiff arm like crazy, bro.
You know who
stiff wing, bro?
You know who I can get to fuck up your defensive tackle? I got a good defensive tackle. Bowser.
Man, why you know these big body ass, slow ass niggas, bro?
Right, look, we clogging up the middle.
Okay, right? Well, just throw the ball in.
That's why you got a line.
All right, so I'm going to need somebody on the line. All right, so, okay,
you don't got nobody. I got Bowser, Darkseid, and
Shao Kahn. All right, so and I got Shao Kahn.
Linebackers,
okay.
Yeah.
I got Thanos. Okay, then let me get.
I got Darth Vader. But he's going to be more like a safety. I need him to be a safety.
Cheating ass Darth Vader.
What? Magneto too. I got Magneto as a safety. Yeah.
All right. Let me get Juggernaut on the line. I want Juggernaut on the line.
There you go. Mother sing.
Juggernaut, bitch.
I mean, that's cute.
Ain't cute. That nigga beat the fuck. Nigga has a job to run through shit. That nigga's job is to run through shit.
I know who I got as a receiver.
Nah, bro.
I know who I got. Why you laughing?
Disregard the Juggernaut like that, bro.
I know who I got for a receiver.
Nah, bro. He wildin'.
Dustin, all your cornerback. Shadow from
side. Yeah. That little ass nigga, bro.
Yeah. That's a win. That's a win.
Sephiroth.
Wait a minute. Sephiroth, if we talk about he can match speed and he can catch dogs, bro. If he get tackled once, that motherfucker is injured, bro.
No, he's not.
That nigga got 6 foot legs and arms.
That's if he get tackled.
That nigga 3'2".
As if.
That nigga 3 foot two.
Who gonna bend down that little try tackle?
Bro, he gonna get.
You know what technique you gotta use to tackle?
He's one wrong way away from being out for indefinitely.
Nah, bro.
Who's going down that
little ass Shadow? I love Shadow. I fuck with Shadow. Nah, bro. He's too small, bro.
But nah, I feel you on this, but the real question is, who's stopping Shadow once he like turned to a ball and he just go down the flight?
You can't. Thank you. You can't stop him.
That nigga's like a little like ball of moving like motion. Like you can't stop that nigga.
Can't stop him.
You can do Metal Sonic. You can do Metal Sonic.
First of all, Shadow kind of like an anti-hero. He really ain't a villain.
Knuckles is more of an anti-hero, but man, Shadow. Nah, Shadow is
Shadow's lore, bro. He doing it for Maria.
Nah, bro. Look, I got the best squad.
He doing it for Maria, bro.
I got the best squad.
He had a reason, bro.
I got the best squad. Thank you, Dioji. He picking Juggernaut, and I got Magneto as my safety. Come on. Like, it's a wrap.
All right, bro. See, now you say Metal Sonic, but he got Magneto, so Metal Sonic gonna be useless. So I can't do Metal Sonic.
Yeah.
I can't.
My team
is how did nobody say Ultron yet?
That is good. But he metal too.
Yeah, I got Magneto.
I can't bring metal to the field, bro.
Look, look.
Magneto just gonna do this and crush the nigga, Chris, bro.
Okay. I got the best how many? Okay, team, how many enemies have Ultron going to
my villain squad is dangerous.
All right, I want.
Biggest somebody plastic.
The man can't be cut.
Nah, bro. He can be crushed though. Like man, you don't realize Magneto can bend metal at his will.
And Ultron has a molecular, so that man, so every time that Magneto crushes him, he's gonna come back. He can completely take Magneto off the board. Magneto, what else is Magneto gonna do?
Hike is crushed.
Yes,
he can do that shit all day.
The time.
Ultron is useless.
So okay, you remove his Magneto off the board. So that's one. At least you take somebody off the board.
But no, they're gonna always be on the field. It's 7-on-7. They gonna play every play.
It's not gonna help. It's not going to help.
Bro, the metal game is rap if he got Magneto, bro.
And then my last person, just because I got to stick with hometown, Megatron.
Nah, man,
got fucking cheap, Megatron. Bro.
Megatron, bro.
Best damn villain squad ever right here. Bro. Book it. Whoever's listening to this podcast, write down all my villains that I had. I got the best villain squad. No one is seeing my villain squad. Darth Vader, Magneto. Like, come on. Darkseid. Like, I got a crazy Bowser. I mean, who's seeing that? I got Shadow. Fuck, I'm running everybody. You can't stop him. Come on.
All right. I got you then. I got you. So you got Shadow. Give me Reverse Flash.
Okay, that's bitch. Cute.
That's cute. That's perfect.
That's cute.
I want Reverse Flash to combat that. That Shadow bullshit. Because guess what? The Speed Force.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, he can stop time, bro. So guess what? By the same time you say hype.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of hard to beat.
So don't talk to me about Shadow when I can literally just stop time and run as much as I want. Touchdown, all day. Before you blink, six on the board.
He ain't doing all that in the football game.
He is every time.
That's the
run game is gonna be wild.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want Reverse Flash, Juggernaut, Thanos, Wesker on the QB. That is not sorry. That's strategic.
That is sorry,
bro. You Sephiroth.
Sorry.
Nah, bro. You ain't understanding, bro. You thinking big bodies and speed is going to get you off. It's strategy, bro. Mm-mm. It's strategy, bro.
I got
Doctor Doom.
That's completely awful.
That's not awful. I need one more. I got Doctor Doom. I need one more.
That is awful.
So my last one, I need another big body too to combat the big bodies because I got Juggernaut and Thanos. I need one more big body. So I'm saying, let me get. I want Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah.
Now, hear me out. Gorilla Grodd, he got the mind control. Mind control like crazy. So we can stop anybody from moving, but he also the big body, so we can run anybody. He a big motherfucker. Actually, that's the show. You don't understand. You don't understand the team right there. That's a good team. That's a good team.
Did I have seven? I had seven, right? Was that seven?
Why would I just not pick Phoenix? Because that's cheating, Diogo. Phoenix can just do everything. Phoenix can just obliterate.
Like, Phoenix is not a villain.
And Phoenix isn't a villain.
Technically.
So.
Technically, she's not a villain. But I'm still surprised you didn't say Dr. Doom, Bill. Come on, man.
I did say I picked Dr. Doom too.
Oh, okay. Then I'm about to say. There you go.
So Dr. Doom, Juggernaut, Gorilla Grodd, Sephiroth, Wesker, Reverse Flash, and I had one more. Damn, I can't remember what the other one was. Shit, what was it?
Is it like Valkyrie or something?
No. Was it Sephiroth? Sephiroth. Huh. Or did I say Sephiroth? Yeah, Sephiroth. So yeah, that's me.
He said.
Hey, you can say what you want, B. You losing. I got a combat for everything that you got.
Nah.
I got a counter for everything that you got, bro.
Nah. So what was my seven? Hold on. So I said Megatron, Bowser, Darkseid, Darth Vader, Shadow. That's five. Who else I said? Two. So I only got five?
No,
Shao Kahn is my linebacker.
Yeah, Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn, that's six. And then.
You already said Shadow, right?
Yeah, I already said Shadow. So I need one more. Yeah, damn, I need one more.
I think you do.
Shit. You said from a movie, right? Movie fucking, Homelander. Ooh. Fucking get Homelander. Shit, what the fuck you doing with that? Homelander.
Well, nigga, okay.
That's what I said, man. Ain't no timeout.
Ain't no timeout.
All right, no. All right, y'all want to do that? No. Since you want
to
do that.
Why you about to try to do a trick?
Because that's not a movie. The Boys is a TV show.
Oh, that's not even a movie.
He about to be in a video game. He about to be in Mortal Kombat.
He ain't there yet. But guess who is? Does he want to play that game?
He's a villain on the... He said movie.
I said movie. That's a TV series. That don't count. That does not count. That does not count. I said movies and video games. I did not say a TV series. That does not count. That does not count.
I'm still Mr. Player.
I did not say that. I said movies and video games. I did not say TV series. Omni Man is out.
You cheating. Homelander ain't there.
I'm not cheating.
He ain't available.
Homelander ain't there either. Homelander
not available.
Homelander is about to be on Mortal Kombat.
He ain't there yet. He ain't playable, so he don't count.
He ain't there yet.
Omni-Man there, though.
Homeland is there.
Nah, that's that. Yo, he ain't there. He don't count. Somebody else. He don't count. Anyway.
Well, y'all just hating, bro. Okay, yeah. Galactus then. How about that?
Damn. He can't even fit on the field, bro. Big-ass Galactus, bro.
He's a villain. He's a villain in the movie.
What line he standing on, bro?
It don't matter.
Galactus can't do shit, bro.
I'm crushing all y'all motherfuckers.
He's gonna crush the field.
He's
gonna ruin the venue, bro.
No, I'm not. I ain't gonna ruin it.
He's gonna fuck up the turf.
Soon we kick a field goal, go up 3-0. Ruin. Hey, Galactus. Tear everything up. Tear everything up. We won.
Hey, fake. You can't pick Galactus, bro.
You said
big ass Galactus, bro.
You said a villain.
They gotta be able to actually be on the field, bro.
You said a villain.
Nigga, that's like, all right, whatever. You just picking niggas. All right, well that's the pick.
That's
the pick. That's our squad.
Bro, you got a cheating ass team, bro. This man had to go Galactus, bro.
Do the poll.
Are you serious?
You said what, Christian?
I'm like, you had to go pick Galactus, bro. Seriously,
bro, he can't pick Galactus. No.
He is a villain.
He can't fit on the field, nigga.
He is a villain.
You know
villain.
How big that motherfucker is?
Well, hey, that's why I got him. You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. This is what we do.
And say Galactus, like it's just like he's gonna walk in the venue regular, bro.
You said Dr. Doom, and you said all
Dr. Doom is a big nigga, but he ain't that big. Hey, Dr. Doom, like 7 foot tall, bro.
Hey, look,
Galactus is like 700 foot tall.
They never said that about Wilt Chamberlain, but he still played in Dominic.
Nigga, he ain't Wilt. What are you talking about, bro? That's Galactus, nigga. You act like Galactus just a regular nigga, bro.
He goes by the parameters that Christian said.
What are you talking about? So. Do I need to pull up a picture of this nigga to show you, bro, the perspective you talking about?
Hey, look.
This nigga is a skyscraper, bro.
Well, hey, look, we just just going to be scared to see us.
No, bro, we're going to be scared to exist.
Sounds like to me that y'all team scared our team.
Nigga, you can't bring a nigga bigger than the venue to the venue. Well, how you going to get in?
Hey, kick the field goal, tear everything up, we won. 3-0.
This nigga got front row seats from space. He that big. Nigga, what you talking about?
Oh, shit.
Easy. You about to make me put in a special request now. Because, like, that's beyond cheating, bro. That's beyond cheating.
You saying shit.
Y'all said villains.
Nigga, within a reason. You said, this is a football game.
He got to fit on the field, bro. How is he going to fit on the field?
If he can't get on the line, bro, adequately, he ain't playing, bro.
He can get on the field.
What position he gonna play, B?
How?
What position is this man gonna play?
He's gonna play all of them.
What you?
I don't even care what position he play. How is he gonna fit on the field?
Can't walk on the field, bro.
Don't even matter. Why are you laughing, Sonny? Stop laughing. Don't laugh.
Sonny know what I'm talking about.
This back and forth.
He the voice. He understand the reason behind why you can't bring that nigga on, bro.
I'm trying to tell y'all, bro. It's.
Nigga can't even get a jersey, bro.
What's wrong with Galactus?
What size jersey, bro?
What's wrong with Galactus? He's galactic. That's why.
You know what I'm saying?
A gajillion XL for this nigga, bro.
He's gigantic. That's what's wrong.
This nigga is big, bro.
Gotta go crazy. Okay, so if it make y'all feel better, all right, let me lighten the load up because y'all so scared of my team.
It ain't scary.
No. You know what? No. So you keep your team. You keep your team. Granddad, you get one substitute.
But Carnage?
Yeah, what about that?
Okay,
I give you that one. That's
reasonable. I'm fine with that.
I get you.
Thank you.
That nigga will fit on the field.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm asking for a little reason out here. You know, I'm just, look, if y'all scared of my team, it's okay.
Bro, I look.
It's not being scared, it's being reasonable, bro.
Y'all say
it's being reasonable.
Nigga, just imagine a draft day and someone get on the stage and say, with the number two pick, Galactus. Nigga.
I'm standing there as a GM. I'm standing there as a GM, happy as hell.
Nigga, everybody got to evacuate after that. After that announcement, they got to evacuate the goddamn building.
Yep. This is the second question in a row that you did tore pro, BZ. Like, come on, man.
Galactus walking up the stage trying to shake somebody's hand, bro.
I lighten the load up, so I'm gonna go with Carnage. He'll be my Swift Army knife on the field.
So I'll take Carnage, bro. We'll do that. Okay. All right, Carnage is a pick, bro. This nigga tripping, bro. All right, Krishna. What you know, Krishna? You know this man gonna have some ridiculousness with his answers. Every time. Every fucking time. It never fails, bro.
Apparently. You know what? Going in the future, I'm putting more rules on my stuff. Hey,
please do. This man.
Actually, no. I'm not gonna do it because the last time I asked a question, I put some rules on it. Y'all niggas wanted to tear that shit up.
See?
Y'all talking about the girl trapped on an island with a girl. Y'all wanted it to be a fucking 10. I'm like, get out of here with that.
I give y'all free reign, and then you're gonna tear that part up.
That was different.
Ain't no peasy, y'all. That's all that is.
Very high on that one. Shout out to Daylight.
Ain't no pleasing, y'all. That's what that is. Shoot.
Oh, man.
Give you a quarter, you take a whole 100. Shit.
Hey, we ain't gonna get back in that one. You want to watch that answer? Go back to the other, like, two podcasts ago.
Oh, man.
For that debacle. But that was
yeah, that was hilarious.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate you, Krishna, coming through always for the controversial situations with the question that you always bring. But thank you.
Hey, y'all make it controversial. It's supposed to be easy. Y'all make it controversial.
You know what the fuck's gonna happen when you come in here with that?
You know
who the hell's on this show.
Right.
Anyways, expect regular answers.
That was a decent regular question with some decent regular answers. Right. Everything was fine until that man said Galactus, and then he got to go fuck the whole shit up.
Doing good, and he just brought Galactus in the building like that was gonna make sense. But it is what it is.
Purpose is to win.
The purpose is to survive too.
Purpose is to
win. It's a football game, bro. It ain't the fucking end game, bro.
We winning.
Bro, I get. Look, nigga, nobody wins.
We win.
We all gonna die, bro.
No, we not.
All right.
He's gonna protect our team.
Unless if you even get the ball first. Who says you're gonna get the ball first?
Bro, he can't run down the field, bro.
If y'all get the ball first.
One step, he's outside the venue.
If Granddad and them get the ball first, good luck trying to score. Hey, Galactus, take care of that,
nigga,
bro.
We forfeit, bro. That nigga walk on the field, we forfeit, bro. Well, it ain't worth it. Look. Well, hey, we got villainy to do, bro.
Sound like a win to me. He said
my villains care about their lives.
He said forfeit.
My villains care about their legacies.
Typically, when the other team forfeit,
they not about to die over a football game, bro. That ain't even televised.
That's hilarious.
That shit ain't regulation. It ain't gonna be on the lead. They ain't getting paid. Fuck that, bro. You have it. You got it.
We got the dub.
You got it. You got it. We gonna forfeit. Black show up. That's it. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. We gonna walk home. That's it. You got it. Ain't no reason.
Technically, Doom could kill Galactus, but we'll let that go.
Football, bro. In the parameters of football, he got it. Cool. All right. As a coach, I'm not going to put my team through that. I'm not going to do that. Nah. We're going to go back and just like, look, we'll catch y'all next week when a real team who respects the integrity of the game shows up. That's what we're going to do. Well, we appreciate you, Krishna, coming through with the question. Thank you so much. DEW as always.
Yep.
You know what it is.
DEW as always. WrestleMania season is in full effect.
Yes, sir. So
the slap by Cody Rhodes to The Rock.
Slap back.
Retribution.
You got a slap back. Yeah. So we ramping it up now. So make sure if you're a wrestling fan, And you in the Discord, make sure you join the DEW Discord if you have not. We always talking that wrestling shit. It's always a good time. And appreciate everybody who's already in the community because we thriving out there. So appreciate y'all.
Yep. Appreciate y'all.
All right.
Still pissed that Seth Rollins acting like a punk, though.
You know what it is. You know what it is. And shout out to the player hater of the year, Drew McIntyre, as well. You know. All right, Christian. We appreciate you, bro. All
right. Peace out.
All right. Peace, bro. All right, y'all. So that is going to do it for our questions today. And if you want to ask a question on the show, all you got to do is join our Discord, and then you'll go into our pod question queue. And just like Krishna and Stover, you can come onto the show, ask us a question, and see the shit go off the rails. But thank you as always. And if you don't want to ask a question live, you can always throw it in our DEG pod questions tab, and we can ask it there or on any of our social medias. And if it's good enough and, you know, we come around to it, we'll ask it. But, yeah, that's going to do it for today's show. We appreciate y'all coming through.
Yeah. I mean, next Tuesday, next week is another gaming week. So I'm gonna figure out what games that I would again. I think Granddad's gonna be out again. So hopefully, yeah, I can try to find something to play with you guys. A good game, you know, something that's on Game Passes that's co-op worthy. Or shit, I don't know, maybe we might dive in Helldivers 2 again. That was fun. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was fun. So we might play that again,
look,
maybe.
I might have to just buy me like a really good fucking hotspot or some shit at the hotel and that. I'm trying to play the video.
Yeah, bro.
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this, y'all.
It's Helldivers, man. Might play that next Tuesday. You never know, man. Never know what we might play. But
start a GoFundMe for me to just stay home and play video games,
y'all. I know, right?
Support me so I can sit up my ass at home. Fuck plays.
Be sure to tomorrow we're doing our live, our Dead End Live. It's this week for our live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be talking about our top five albums that we reviewed that we still listen to today. So, yeah, be sure to check out for that live, that conversation we're going to have tomorrow. So, yeah, man, other than that, man, as always, appreciate y'all. Oh, yeah, new Is the Mic Salon episode. Well, it's probably up if you listen to this on Friday. New Is the Mic Salon episode wherever you get your podcast. Frames per second wherever you get your podcast. Yeah, and all that other great stuff. So I will see y'all next Tuesday for Gaming Week. I don't know if this man might be joining or whatever. So. Yes. You know how we do, man. So see y'all then. Peace.